Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's good to see everybody here this morning. I know that I feel like we spent a lot of time already together this week. I want to thank, first of all, Michael and Angela. If you guys didn't know, I know probably about half of you here, at least most of you I can see here. We had the Greenwood Road Camping Fellowship. Something like that, I think, the Greenwood Road Camping Fellowship. Basically, that's code for we were all out at Michael and Angela's this weekend. And so we had a wonderful time, but I just want to thank you guys for opening your home and your place up to us. Yeah, absolutely. Because we had a wonderful time, a wonderful couple days of fellowship. I know me and my family, we went out and we roughed it Friday night and we stayed in a tent. There was an open, camper. We had an open camper for us, but my wife really, really, really wanted the experience of the tent. So, needless to say, we roughed it out. We survived, though, but we did not stay last night. We couldn't. Josh is laughing. You didn't stay one night, I don't want to hear it. we couldn't rough it the last night, but we had a great time and it was a fellowship. But you know, I got to thinking about it. You guys weren't there. I just want to just give you a little view into this. I got to thinking about it last night and I was like, you know, we're having this church fellowship out at Michael and Angela's, but I got thinking about it and I was like, you know, if somebody didn't know that we were a church, I would think that they probably would have thought we were getting ready for some type of Armageddon. because I mean, you should have seen the activities that were going on. I mean, you're talking about a commune of people in tents and campers, right, behind a house on property. And we cook all this massive amount of food. You've never seen the amount of food that could be cooked in three meals. You could literally feed probably hundreds of people with the amount of food that we cooked. And so we cook all this food and it's like we're storing it up, getting ready for something to happen. And then the next thing you know, you come out and you look around and the women are out scavenging the town looking for extra supplies that like some reason they don't have enough clothes or lamps or shoes. And so they go out and the whole time they're gone doing that, you know, if you could view into what we're doing, we're shooting guns the whole. We shot 200 rounds of ammunition yesterday. So we got campers and tents and food and supplies and ammunition. So I don't know. I just thought, man, if somebody didn't know we was a church, they probably thought we was getting ready for something. I'll tell you what, we can shoot a gun though. I can tell you that. But no, I thought that was fun. Yeah, Michael was out there. He had our music going for us. But no, we had a wonderful time. And if you didn't get a chance to share in that, you know, it was just a great time. And again, I thank Michael and Angela. So, first thing, I want to do is let's all stand to our feet, and we're going to continue this morning with our question and answer with the Heidelberg Catechism, and we're just going to try to stay right in line. Who don't have it? That's going to be right there for you. We got you covered, Marie. So we're going to continue with the Lord's Day 39, question and answer 104. I'll read the question, and then you guys can repeat with the answer. What is God's will for you in the fifth commandment? That I honor, love, and be loyal to my father and mother and all those in authority over me. That I submit myself with proper obedience to all their good teaching and discipline, and also that I be patient with their failings, for through them God chooses to rule us. That could not have been what you guys were saying. All right. Well, you can see that this is going well so far. So we're only going uphill from here. That's, you know, so. All right, well, you can be seated after that one. Woo. Help us, Lord. Before we continue, let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to just bless this time that we have together.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we are just humbled this morning, Father. Grateful, Lord, that God, you've just given us a place to come together this morning as brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, that we can, Father, we can stand before you and just praise you for, Father, just all the amazing blessings in our lives, Lord, and just everything that you've just given us, Father, and for our salvation. And Lord, I just pray this morning, Father, that, Lord, our hearts would be sensitive to your word, Lord, and Father, that your spirit would just have its way this morning in our lives. Father, and that you would lead and direct us and direct me this morning, Father, in the words, Father. I give that over to you this morning, Father. And Father, we turn this service over to you. It's not our service, Lord, but it's yours. And Father, we just pray that anything that's said, Father, anything that is done, Father, that all these things would be to honor you, Father, and to lift you up, Father, and to glorify your name, Father, to respect, Father, the authority that you have over our lives, Father, that we would meet this morning, Father. And Lord, I just ask you to be with our pastor who could not be here this morning, Father, who is getting much needed rest and vacation time, Lord, and we're just so grateful that you have given him that opportunity, Lord. As last week we preached on Sabbath rest, Lord, and Father, we know that at times, Father, we get tired and we need that rest, that mental rest and that physical rest, Lord, and we just are grateful that you have given our pastor that opportunity so that he can come back refreshed and renewed, Lord, and energized. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, this morning we're going to continue. Obviously, we're going to continue in our series of Ten Commandments, and we are going to be looking at the Fifth Commandment this morning. And in the Fifth Commandment, it starts in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And we're only looking at one verse this morning. Verse 12 is our Fifth Commandment. So let's hear God's word. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. So if we're going to, and I'm assuming that most of us here have probably heard this commandment before and have a general knowledge of the idea of honoring our parents, our fathers, and our father and our mother. But what does it mean to honor? Well, if we're going to talk about honoring, we should know what that means. And the definition, if you look honor up, is to respect, regard highly, and treat with deference and courtesy. The Hebrew word used here literally means to make heavy. So if we are going to honor God, if we are going to honor our parents, to make heavy. So we want to give whatever we're honoring, it means you're giving that thing or that person weight. You're placing weight, importance on top of that. So in other words, we don't want to take our parents lightly. We should give our parents respect and the reverence that they deserve. See, honor is something that begins internally, and then it manifests itself externally. As you have honor in your heart, it comes out in your words, in the things that you say, in your speech. Jesus says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if we're talking about honoring our parents, our conversation needs to start with the condition of our heart, the relationship with our Heavenly Father. If that relationship with our Heavenly Father isn't right, then we're never going to clearly understand what God has commanded us.
So this morning, I want to look at two questions or two main points. But before we do that, I want to make just a few observations about what is happening here in this fifth commandment. We see that in the first four commandments, the focus is on our vertical relationship with God. Worship Him alone. Worship of Him begins how we speak, not to take the Lord's name in vain, and honoring Him with a day of Sabbath rest to worship Him. But in the fifth commandment, we see a transition from God to neighbor, from our vertical relationship with God to our horizontal relationship to our neighbors. The first of that priority in our neighbors is we're going to talk about our family, right? Our parents. We must first understand what it means to honor God and worship Him alone. If we don't get the first four commandments right, we have no hope of getting the other six commandments right. When Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandments? He said, to love God and to love people. We have to start with loving God, and as a result, being able to rightly love God, we can rightly love our neighbor. We can rightly love our family. We can rightly love our parents. So it starts with the first four commandments, which leads us to the ability to be able to rightly love our parents, which means we can honor our father and our mother. So here's my first question or point. Why should we honor our father and our mother? Exodus 20:12 says that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. See, the Israelites had been liberated from Egypt, and they were moving towards their homeland, but they had not yet gotten there. But it's a promise that God had set before them, but they hadn't experienced yet. And I feel like that's much of our lives. We live much of our lives by faith. We move forward, walking with God, until He brings us to the next place that He intended for us to be. So we see here in this fifth commandment, it's the first commandment with a promise that if we honor our father and our mother, that our lives ultimately will be better. If we want to have a better life, or if we want our children to live longer and for them to have a better life, we should honor the authority God has placed in our lives, our parents. If our children learn to take counsel from their parents when it comes to relationships, marriage, finance, education, the list goes on and on, as opposed to listening to the counsel of the TV or the movie or the peers or the outside world influences. But if they get their instruction and they listen to the counsel of their parents, then their lives will be longer. Their lives will be better, and so will yours. See, our relationships with our parents should be a reflection of our relationship with God. And I think we can all just kind of have an understanding of that. Well, what do you mean? If we think about it, if we counsel our children in the way of the Lord, and we help to instruct them on the things that they should do when it comes to these important decisions and times in their lives, think if they learn to honor your counsel, honor the things that you're saying to them, and they fall under that authority. think how much we could, some of the trials and the tribulations that you could help save them from, right? Right? My parents are probably looking at me right now, so yeah, I know, I told you that, if you would have listened, but you didn't, so, you know, so, but if we only did that and showed our children and they fought under that authority, their lives would be better. And so we need to understand that and know that. But that reflection, it should be a reflection of the same relationship that we have with God. If we only would honor God and fall under his authority and listen to his word and his counsel, our lives would be longer. Our lives would be better. We would find that peace within him. So this relationship, again, is only a should only be a reflection of the relationship with our Heavenly Father. We should want to teach our children about honoring their parents and showing them an example for them in our day-to-day lives. So God is giving us a promise in the fifth commandment. But we have to be an example for our children also. One day, our children will leave, and they will no longer be under your authority. They will have families of their own. And we pray that we have set an example for them so that they can teach their children what it means to honor your father and mother. We have to be an example each and every day in our lives as parents, so that our children can see what it means to honor your father and mother. Why? Because it's important. I'm going to read you a little story. And I was reading it, and I just thought it fit well inside of this message. So I heard a story about an older man that lived with his younger son and his wife. They also had a four-year-old boy. This old man, his eyes blinked, his hands shook. When he ate food, the silverware would rattle against the plate. He often missed his mouth. Food would be spilled all over the new tablecloth. And this would upset the young wife. So she appealed to her husband to do something. So they decided that they would move his dad to a corner at mealtime, away from the family. He would sit alone in the corner during the mealtime, away from the family. The old man would look sadly at the others and desire to be with them. And then one day, the old man dropped his bowl that he was eating and he broke it. And they told him, "If you eat like a pig, we will serve you like a pig." So they made a wooden trough for him to eat out of. Not long after that, they came upon their son, and he was playing with some piece of wood in the floor. The dad asked him, "What are you doing?" The boy looked up and smiled and said, "I'm making a trough to feed you and mama when I get big." The next day, the old man was back at the table eating with the family. We pray it's not us, right? That's a cute little story, but at the same time, it lends back to our example. You know, we have to honor, and no matter what age you are, we should be honoring our parents, because they were a part of giving us life. And nurturing us and feeding us and taking care of us. And I understand that there's certain circumstances that come up in between your lifetime, but at the end of the day, they are our parents, and we should honor them. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, but you know, we have to be an example for our children if we expect, because our children and the I think one of the important things that we look at here and that we understand about this is that this commandment is just not randomly placed here. Our society, the fabric of our society and our culture not just in America, but in the world, revolves around our family. If we can't have right relationships inside of our family, how can we have right relationships with other people? And what does that say about the reflection of our relationship with God? And so we're going to talk about all the other, the six commandments, that we think about, the popular commandments of stealing and coveting and all these things. But if we don't start here, right, if we don't start here, we're never going to be able to rightly live out the other commandments. So, we must set an example for our children. Number two, how should we honor our father and mother? So, for some of us this morning, the idea of honoring your father or mother seems like a fairly easy commandment. They love Jesus. They love me. We have a good relationship. Honor your father and mother. But I know that there may be some that are thinking to yourselves that maybe your parents don't deserve to be honored. Maybe something has happened in your past and you feel like they've lost that respect to be honored. Maybe they didn't treat you a certain way or you had some type of falling out. I don't know the circumstance. But what I want to remind everyone is that God does not place an exception inside of this fifth commandment. There are no exceptions. We are to honor our parents, and that's what God has commanded us to do. I'm not saying that you have to forget about every emotion or whatever emotion that you have stirred up in you when it comes to talking about your parents. Those are real. But I do want to remind us of a few things. First is that we must be willing to give grace to our parents. They are sinners just like us. And when dealing with sinners, there is going to be some failure. And I think about it each and every day as a parent. And it scares you, you know, or at least it does me, to know that at some point I may or probably will fail my children at some level. But we have to be able to give grace to our parents, because I'm not worthy to be a child of our Heavenly Father, but I stand before you today as a child of our Heavenly Father, and there is one reason, is because He gave me grace in my life, not because I deserved it, not because I honored Him, not because I treated Him well, not because I showed God respect, not because I showed my parents respect, but because of His grace and His grace alone. We also must be able to forgive in order not to create bitterness in our own hearts. Because if we don't forgive our parents, then we can take that bitterness of that sin, and we can take that and we can carry it with us. And before you know it, it's grown into bitterness in our heart, and now we're taking those same sins of our parents and we're carrying them with them, and then all of a sudden they have developed into our lives, and now we're creating those same sins over again with our children because we're not able to forgive our parents for their failures, for their sins. So we have to be willing to forgive our parents. And lastly, one way that we can honor them is with our actions. We can honor the position of fatherhood and motherhood. See, if by God's grace you become a better father, or if you become a better mother, then the example or the experience that you had as a child, then that is honoring them. That is honoring them by you honoring the position of motherhood or fatherhood. That is honoring your parents. This is where to be a good child of God, to honor our Heavenly Father, to honor our earthly parents, we must be born again. We need to be filled by the same Spirit as Jesus, to follow in the example of Jesus. See, Jesus honored his parents perfectly. Well, how did he honor his father and his mother? By the indwelling presence of the power of the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus lived as an obedient child, submitting to his earthly parents as his heavenly father, and he lived a perfect life, sinless, spirit-filled, and gives his perfect obedience. He dies for our sins and gives us a new nature and a new power to follow in his example. Imagine being sinless and obeying the authority of your sinful parents. See, we think it's hard to fall under that authority with our parents, but we're sinful too. Jesus was not. He was not, but he still submitted to the authority of his parents. Let's look at Luke chapter 2. We're going to look at 51 and 52. Before I do that, I'm just going to kind of tell you what's happening here. So Jesus and his family went to Jerusalem for Passover, and Jesus was about 12 years old, and after Passover they were leaving Jerusalem, and his parents noticed that Jesus wasn't with them. He wasn't to be found. They weren't too concerned, figured he was with some family hanging out, something like that. They'll catch up with him. They'll find him. Well, they didn't find him. They didn't know where he was, so they freaked out. And 3 days later, they go back to Jerusalem, and they find him, and he's in the temple hanging out with the teachers and the priests, and they're discussing God's word. They're talking about God's word. And his mother says, "Jesus, you know, you have worried me to death. Where have you been? Why would you do this to us?" And Jesus is like, "Well, I figured y'all would know where I was at. I was in my father's house. I figured y'all would know that." And she didn't understand it. It didn't make sense to her. Pick up at 51. "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them, and his mother treasured up all these things in her heart." 52. "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man." See, Jesus was submissive to his mother, and he was a blessing to his mom. And because of Jesus being submissive to his parents, Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. We should want that for ourselves, to grow in wisdom and strength and health and favor with God. I don't know about you, but I want to be in favor with God. So Jesus is showing us right here in his word about, it's not about being right or wrong. It was about understanding. It was about understanding the authority that was placed in Jesus' life at that time.
and what was right. And because of that, he grew. I just think that's an awesome thing. And as children to our parents, and having children and being parents in both positions, we should want that. And that should strike us this morning. Two things. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Listen to your parents so that it may go well with you. Because God loves you and his commandments are good for you. He wants a future for you. God's heart is a father's heart. And so, as we close this morning, I want us to remember that when we're talking about why we should honor our father and our mother and what that looks like, we have to first examine our heart and our relationship with God, because we have to have a new heart. We have to have a new nature. We have to have the Spirit inside of us. We have to have God's grace poured out on us to be able to honor our father and mother rightly, to be able to be that reflection to God that we should be. And we have to set an example each and every day. And we can't do that without the help of God. And I pray this morning that, any children in the room, you would think about the fact that God has placed your parents in your life and my parents in my life so that we can have a better life, so that we can live longer, so that we can enjoy. And just knowing that God has given us parents and honored us to have parents to help guide us in the things that we do, that we would respect that this morning. Maybe you're here this morning and, maybe it's, as we've talked about this message, maybe it's brought up some emotions and feelings for you. Maybe you need to apologize to your parents for something. Or maybe you need to thank your parents. But we're going to close here in just a minute, and Phil and Brittany are going to come up and play a song, and I'm going to stand down here, and we're going to have a time of confession and invitation. And if there's something that you need to confess to the Lord this morning, I pray that you would come forward and you would do that. And if you don't know the Lord this morning, if you're not filled with that Spirit, the same Spirit that filled Jesus, that allowed him to honor his parents in a perfect way, I pray this morning that you would turn that over and that you would ask God to pour his grace out onto you, to have mercy onto you this morning, and that you would be filled with that same Spirit. I pray that for you this morning. Let's bow our heads.